God bless you, Brother Melvin. It's again a good opportunity to speak on behalf of the kingdom of God. And I just, I enjoy this every month and really hope that the message that we share today will bring about some thinking and planning on the part of parents, grandparents, and those who want to become parents. To get started, let's just ask the Lord to help us with this. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to be via technology on the radio to tell the story of the kingdom by the message today that you have put in my heart. What is your testimony to the coming generation? What do I have? Lord, would you help me and empower me to tell that story today? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to go to a couple of passages of scripture to start with. We'll start in the Old Testament and we'll end up in the New Testament. And to tell that story, I'd like for you to come with me to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. And we'll start at verse 19. Listen to this. And the people came up out of the Jordan. And notice how the author puts this. Came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones, they were given, by the way, directions by the Lord early on in this chapter to bring 12 stones, one for each tribe. And listen what they said. Verse 20, and those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in the times to come, saying, what is the meaning of these stones? Then you shall say, let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. Now notice, dry land. For the Lord your God dries up the waters of the Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. In other words, this is not the first time God did this. He did it earlier in the Red Sea. Verse 24. That all of the people, see, in other words, Joshua did this. He says that all of the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that we might fear the Lord, your God, forever. The question comes by Joshua to the people that he had asked to bring the stone out, and to the younger ones that were having their children. He said, this is not going to be the last you hear of this. Because when the next generation comes along, they're going to want to know, what are these pile of stones all about? And you have a story to tell. And you can let them know, every last one of them, the coming generation, that God brought you across the Jordan on dry land. Now, one passage of scripture earlier on when Moses crossed the Red Sea, and I'm believing God did this the same way, the Bible says that the water congealed on both sides. And when we look up the word congeal in the Hebrew, we find out that the water literally froze. Literally froze on both sides. And then God sent a wind and dried out the bottom of the Red Sea or the bottom of the Jordan such that they could cross on dry land and could even hear the clicking of their feet as they walked on the dry clay. I mean, that's the power of God. So what Joshua wanted them to know is that you need to have a story to tell when your next generation comes behind you about the goodness of God. And brothers and sisters, I believe that this is a thing that we need to have today. We ought to have a story to tell our young people, particularly those of us who have reached the age that I have. The Lord has blessed me. If I get to April the 23rd, I will be 87 years old. So I go back to not a long time after slavery was ended. And I have a story to tell to let people know it was the hand of God. Even though many of our black forefathers died and went through turbulence for the sake and made the statement to us by leaving a testimony on the heart of Dr. Martin Luther King, who made the statement. He said, I may not be there with you when you all get there, but we will get there. We need to have a story to tell about the goodness of God rather than all of the stuff that was necessarily bad. So what Joshua did, he says, now I want 12 men, one out of each tribe, that when you get down into the bottom of Jordan, I want each one of you to take a stone, and it's going to be heavy, but put it on your shoulder and bring it all the way to the other side, to Gilgal, and we're going to camp there, and we're going to build an altar that men, the next generation, will ask the question, what is the meaning of these stones? Well, let me, that blesses my heart real much to hear that testimony that Joshua commanded them to be ready to tell the coming generation. Well, I was born in 1933 in a little place called Bahia, Mississippi, just southeast of Memphis, Tennessee, where a lot of ugly things happened. But the hand of God was in the midst of all that happened in my life. Well, first of all, my daddy and mama started off as sharecroppers. And I've written the history of my family all the way through, from the time I was born till the time till I was 75 years old is where I closed out the book. And I'm getting ready to renew that book and bring on bring it up to date to where I am today. But I just want to say to you that you and I ought to know enough about our relationship with God that we ought to have a testimony that we can leave on board for our coming generation to let them know that God's hand is in the middle of our life. We may not like all that happened to our life. I certainly did not like riding in the back of the bus. I certainly did not like walking along the street and seeing the big yellow school bus on his way with loaded with the white kids to take them to their school. And we were going to our little shack to where we had to burn wood, and the old men would get out and cut the wood and bring it in so that we could have the value of some kind of a heat when we would get to school. But what I do want to say to you, that's not where the story ends. There was some good stuff happened too. And it wasn't just all bad and ugly because of what happened with our forefathers. It wasn't just all ugly and bad because of the fact that we had all the ugly stuff, but we had some beautiful stuff as well. And the beautiful stuff as well had to do with some of the white people in our area and in our time had no problem with reaching out to those of us who were looked down upon by most of our white counterparts. But I just want to let you know that God's hand was in that. Now I am able to drive any kind of car I want, to live in any kind of home that I want to live in, but it's at the hand of God. And I ought to be able to leave a testimony. And I have, by the way, and I am one of those who believe, and you don't have to believe like I believe. That's up to you how you believe what you believe. But I believe that every father ought to want to leave a little bit of land, a house, or something that God has done for them, so that when the kids get here, they can ask the question, Daddy, how were you able to come through the generation that you came through and able to still get a house and leave something for us? In fact, my kids tell me, Daddy, you should not worry about leaving anything for us. Use it and enjoy it for yourself. But the bottom line is, I'm not just leaving it so that I can say I left something, but I'm leaving it because I want them to ask questions. How did you do it? Because I want to leave a testimony for those young people, my children and my grandchildren, and I have some great grandkids that will ask the question, and some of my grandkids and great grandkids that I will never get a chance to meet possibly, but will ask the question, who left this? And somebody can say, Grandpa left it, because God's hand was in the middle of this. So I just want to say to you today, brothers and sisters, God is not dead. God is not asleep. God has prepared a way through our forefathers who gave their lives and wore little of nothing that we might be able today to tell the story when we see the rocks in the street, when we find people that are right now able to have things like they want them, they can say that God provided for me. Let me take you further into another scripture, otherwise I'm going to run out of time. I'm going to take you now to the book of Acts, chapter 27. I'd like for you to come with me to Acts chapter 27. And I want you to look at the testimony. Here now is a testimony of the New Testament provided by Paul. Listen what he says. And let's start, I believe, at verse 20. Listen what he says. 27 and 20. Listen what Paul says. This is a testimony that he leaves. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us. All hope, listen to this, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. All hope. This is Paul's testimony. But after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. See, this is his testimony. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Therefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as he said. What is he saying? He's saying, God, when everything looked like it had failed, when everything seemed like was dark on me, when the drugs had taken my life over, when it looks like I was not going to have food to eat, somehow God provided for us. So I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, don't give up, but remember that we have the responsibility of leaving a testimony for our kids and letting them know the power of God. All the way back from when Joshua built that altar in Gilgal and spent the night there and told his brethren that was following him that the kids that will come on later years on will ask the question, what's this pile of stones about? You will be able to let them know that God brought you across the Jordan on dry land. And then those of you who believe the New Testament, you can know and hear the voice of Paul when he make a statement that looks like all hope is gone. But God, through his power, has provided an angel to speak to me and let me know that everybody with me will be safe and you don't have to worry about a thing. And the reason why you don't have to worry about a thing is that God has provided. Ladies and gentlemen, as we close this message, I'm excited now to recognize the fact that Black history is not all in dimness and darkness, but there's some good things that happened that our forefathers, yes, they didn't have what we have, but we're living out what they prayed for. Their prayers are being answered from God today, that you and I are able today to tell the story that our forefathers provided through prayer to God, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Brothers and sisters, I hate to close here, but Black history is not all bad. We had some good days that has brought us from that point to this point. Is it all equitable now? No, I can't say that. But I guarantee you God has his hand in the picture and it's going to get even better yet. Just tell a story about Jesus coming, bled and died, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Father, we thank you so much for bringing us through the dark years of slavery. We thank you for bringing us through the time when many of our brothers and sisters were hung on a tree, but they didn't forget to pray for us that we might somehow live out the true meaning of what prayer means and what the goodness of God is all about. I ask you now, Lord, to resoundingly fix this into the ears of those who hear this message today and let them know that all things are possible through you if we would only believe. And Father, when they ask the question, who wrote this book that you blessed me to write? They can read in there and find out that it was you who gave me the power, not me of myself. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to say to you today, as you live out the rest of this month, the month of February, as Black History Month, don't forget to let your kids know that where we are as a race of people is because of the goodness of God and the faithfulness of our foreparent who continued to pray for us. I'd like to invite you to our church, the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship, and we're located at 37721 North 100 Street East in Little Rock, California, right at the corner of Avenue R and 100 Street East. That morning of the 24th will be a Black History program, and that afternoon there will be a choir presentation and music at 4 o'clock, and then after that there will be all kind of vendors there, food vendors and what have you. So I'd like to invite you, and I thank God, thank you for listening, and Brother Mel, thank you so much for allowing me to share my story on KRAJ 100.9 FM here in the Antelope Valley. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that up.